You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
On October 15th, President Obama held a town hall event in New Orleans. On the same day, Pakistan's army began a new offensive against the Taliban. And in Afghanistan, four more American soldiers were killed by a roadside bomb. But these events were not the major news for CNN on this day. All other news had to be ignored while a hot air balloon floated through the sky in Colorado carrying a six-year-old boy. Actually, the boy wasn't even on the balloon. He was in his room. So for 2 hours, CNN kept viewers riveted to an empty balloon in the sky. This sort of vacant news coverage is unfortunately pretty common to the cable news networks in the United States, and it looks like the CBC may be following their lead. Consultants have been hired to redo the CBC so as to make it more, quote, watchable. Rick Salutin is a novelist, playwright, and critic. He writes a regular column in the Globe and Mail, and he's joined me by phone to discuss the changes to the CBC News. Good morning, Rick.
Hi.
Will we be seeing more soft news items like the Balloon Boy coverage on the CBC?
Yeah, I don't think one should distort the change. I mean, there's been loads of soft news stuff before, but there is a deliberate and a serious quantitative change in the amount of it. I'm not against that stuff. I happened to be watching when they on CNN when they found out the balloon had gone off and watched it. Anybody can watch it. This stuff does attract you. You know, we're all interested in gossip or freakishness and things like that. But I think if you pin your reputation on it, then you really undermine any chance you have, I think, of getting support from Canadians. And that's what CBC has done.
You mentioned that CBC hasn't changed. The old CBC and the new CBC are not so different. How would you compare the two?
Well, I do think it's a change in emphasis. I mean, the old CBC that people are inclined, that traditional viewers are inclined to lament, I don't miss that much. And there was a certain kind of pomposity and pseudo-authority, and basically a kind of a role as part of the establishment and backing up whatever power did that the CBC did. But they did it in a kind of a pseudo-academic, pseudo-intellectual way. That at least took the serious story seriously. And I think now it's hard to know what they're up to. You know, in some ways the problem with the new CBC isn't with this new news network. The CNN is what they now call it, CBC News Network. The problem isn't so much that they're aping CNN, but that they're incapable of doing it well.
Can you elaborate on that exactly?
Yeah, sure.
What does CNN
do? I mean, you have a series of hosts now that everything focuses on the personality of the host in 2 hour segments through the day, which is what the American networks do, and you're supposed to identify with the host. So you better have people who you don't mind having in your house and spending 2 hours with you. But if you find them irritating, as I suspect many people will, that's one problem. The other problem is they're just not very good at the kind of sly and shallow and exploitative pseudo-journalism that the American cable networks do well. So, for instance, there was an example in the very first week of the guy, the father whose kid in Toronto, the young hockey player who died, possibly of H1N1, one of the hosts had him on the line, and he progressively broke down, and she said something really jarring, like, "I have to go soon, but I'm going to give you a chance to tell the world how you'd like to have him remembered." And the guy just disintegrated, and there wasn't even that sense that the fakery on the American cable networks, where they'd at least know to show some false sympathy, and then they immediately moved to an item on, I can't remember what, something to do with coffee, that was a cheery, perky, trivial item with no transition. They didn't go to commercial. They didn't even sort of ease the change of tone the way the Americans would know to do. So you get so what you realize is that even being shallow and exploitative the way the Americans do isn't all that easy, and the CBC isn't very good at doing it.
It seems, watching the CBC the last week or so, every story or a lot of stories are related to some sort of fear-mongering or some sort of alarmism. Do you think they're headed in that direction?
Well, I think that's deliberate. This is the kind of advice they get on from the American consultants that they are spending a lot of our money on. That's one of the routes to go, and another is titillation with celebrity stuff. It's not that they don't do the foreign stories, but if you watch it, you'll see they're sandwiched in sort of 20-second bites in between, and you know, so it'll be. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, there was such and such happened, and I don't know, you know, a half dozen villagers were blown up mistakenly, and then you go on to the next item, so that there is. There is a kind of a deliberate downplaying and use of the what used to be considered the serious news of human concern as kind of bridges between lengthy, trivial items.
And then I guess the argument in favor of more of this sort of light or trivial news is that as viewers don't really care that much about politics or they're weary of hearing about Afghanistan or Iraq. How would you respond to that argument?
Well, I'd like to know what the proof of it is. I think if you talk to people intelligently about things that affect their lives in ways that relate to those effects, I think people do respond. But the problem with the CBC, in a way, is that they don't have any means. There's nothing whipping them into line the way there is on private networks like CNN or Fox News or even CTV. Where there is a commercial, there is a financial imperative. There are shareholders, and there are people who analysts who watch the profits. The CBC has none of that. So if you look for numbers broadly without any way of judging what kind of loyalty you're getting, in fact, they're not getting the numbers anyway.
So the CBC is not a commercial entity. Is it a public entity anymore?
Of course. It's the people's network, for better or worse. It's a bold venture in public broadcasting, which has still done some of the major stuff in the world. Just to take the one that Canadians are familiar with, the BBC still manage. They have a lot of crap on the BBC, but they manage to do something in their own terms generally, which then has a good effect on raising the aspirations and the performance of the private networks, so that they can you can have a useful mix, but not when you just say, oh, we're going to go for we know the Americans are right because there are consultants from the U.S. tell us to go that way, so we're going to just dumb it all down to that level. What's the point? We already get CNN. In fact, at this point, the CTV Newsnet is way better. And at least here in Ontario, the TV Ontario, which is a public network, has only 1 hour per week and only on weeknights of a show called Agenda. And it's way better than the CBC is doing anywhere on any of its shows.
Can you give me an idea of what is it doing, this TV Ontario or
Agenda? Well, they don't have much money, so they tend to bring people on. They spend half an hour or an hour on a topic. Occasionally they have studio audiences, but mostly they let people who have thought about and who care about issues like the green economy or proportional representation, they let those people talk. They have a kind of a perky former CBC host who keeps things moving along and who could easily picture him on this new CNN-type network. But he adapts very well to this other thing. And you actually get, you don't get pseudo-experts, which journalists are. You actually get people who are engaged or who've studied these matters arguing about them and having enough time to unfold the argument. I mean, I was watching Evan Solomon's politics show the other night, and they were getting into a discussion about what was going on in Parliament, and then Evan said, oh, we have a breaking news conference coming from Fort Hood in Texas. We have to hold everything there. Now, it isn't even so much breaking in that I find problematic, but it's the excitement and the notion that you have to ape this breaking news format for stuff which isn't going to be particularly new.
And how long do you think CBC is going to persist with this experiment?
Well, I wouldn't underestimate. There's no disciplining process. So whoever is in position to implement this stuff, which in this case is one guy, Richard Sturzberg, the guy in charge of English language broadcasting, there's nobody who is going to bring him to heel by saying, look, nobody's watching and the sponsors are dropping away. So the only thing that's really operating on him is his need to justify himself.
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that then, Rick. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today.
That was a pleasure.
I've been talking with Rick Salutin. Rick is a novelist, playwright, and critic, and he writes a regular column in the Globe and Mail.